You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers, MLB.com, MLB Extra Chicago Cubs edition. As always, joined by Kerry Muscat, our excellent Cubs reporter. Kerry, how you doing?
Good. Just trying to stay warm.
Yeah, I understand that. And also, as we speak, getting ready for another round of Cubs convention, which I have to think for one newcomer, manager Joe Maddon, this is going to be quite an eye-opening experience, don't you think, to be immersed in a downtown hotel and surrounded by that fan base of such hardcore. It's got to be quite a change from Tampa Bay.
Well, Joe's already told us at the winter meetings in December, Joe mentioned that he was in New York and that he was amazed at the response he got from some fans who were inside in a restaurant and they're banging on the window trying to get his attention. And he's gotten a lot of feedback in Tampa already from Cubs fans. I'm not sure he's prepared for just this like overwhelming surge that he's going to get in 3 days at the Sheraton Hotel downtown Chicago.
Along with the wonders of Ronnie Woo Woo and some other things with Cupta, what do you think Joe might learn this weekend that he doesn't really know about what he's gotten himself into?
Well, I think the best thing they're doing, and not from the convention, but one of the main things they're doing actually is before the convention convenes, he's going to actually sit down with his coaching staff for the first time. And they're supposed to have, like, all-day meetings, just sort of first time face-to-face, first time for him to see a lot of these people, to sort of get a read on them, to get a feel for them. So that's just kind of a nuts-and-bolts thing. After that, he'll go to the convention, and I can't wait for his seminar when it's, you know, Joe Maddon and his coaching staff, and he gets fans asking him how they're going to stop Javi Baez from striking out and what's his lineup and you know, how many games can John Lester win and when are they going to the World Series? He's going to get a lot of weird questions, fair but weird, and I think he'll realize very quickly the passion of Cubs fans, which isn't a bad thing.
Yeah, exactly. And at least with his Pennsylvania roots, maybe he'll be ready for the weather, and we're supposed to be all the way up into the 30s, so that should be a big help for him.
Well, all I know is past Cubs conventions, I barely get outside, so I think he'll just have a nice view of downtown from his hotel, and not sure he'll get out too much.
Yeah, good point. Looking at his roster, one pitcher who was kind of quietly added this winter that to me is an interesting guy and sort of an X factor for next year, Jason Mott. 2012 led the National League with 42 saves for the Cardinals. Comes to Chicago. He's off of Tommy John surgery, which sort of derailed him in St. Louis. But he did pitch 25 innings last year. Ton of experience. The experience was probably seen as invaluable from the front office. But could he be a big X factor for the 2015 Cubs?
Yeah, actually, that's a pretty good point. I'm anxious to see how they use him because they've liked how Hector Rondon has developed as a closer. But you bring in somebody like Mott with the experience he has, and he should be the type of guy that all the young pitchers sort of gravitate to and just soak in everything he says. I had talked to him after he signed, and he mentioned that he could see that the Cardinals were going with much more younger pitchers and could sort of get a read on things, which is part of the reason that he left. And he also enjoyed pitching here. But if you look at the Cubs bullpen last year, they had Wesley Wright, they had Carlos Villanueva. Those guys were huge in helping, you know, Neil Ramirez and Justin Grimm and Pedro Strop sort of get through the ups and downs and Rondon. So now Mott will come in, and he could be that guy. He could sort of act as a mentor for the other relievers.
Couple other pitchers to ask about as we head into the Cubs convention. Pedro Strop was in an auto accident that was apparently horrible for his car, but he seems to have recovered okay from that. Has there been any updates on that, Kerry?
No, I know he and the good thing about it, if there's any good thing, is that he was injured on his left arm. He's a right-hander. And I guess there were just some cuts and scrapes. And talking to some Cubs officials, they said that he got out of that a lot better than his car did, that's for sure.
Yeah, and a guy who X-Factor probably fits as well as anybody, too, looking at the makeup of the rotation this year. Edwin Jackson kind of went from 2 years ago, the big signing, big addition, to a guy who seems in a state of flux despite having 2 years left in his contract. What do you think Edwin's situation is heading towards spring training?
Well, the last time we talked to Theo Epstein, he included Edwin in the mix for the rotation, and I would think with his contract that would be where they would be looking at him. I had an interesting conversation with Miguel Montero, who is now with the Cubs as a catcher and who caught Jackson when he threw his no-hitter with the Diamondbacks. And Montero said that one of the things that he found was that he really had to sort of keep on Edwin all the time, you know, talking to him constantly, keeping him focused on what was going on in the game. And I think that might be sort of an interesting dynamic to watch in spring training, is how the two of them, if they match the two of them up, if they try and get Montero to sort of get Jackson sort of back on track. I mean, Montero said, and I think a lot of people know, you know, Jackson's got good stuff. He just hasn't been consistent. And that's pretty obvious by the numbers. And maybe having a familiar catcher to work with might turn the trick. Who knows? You know, maybe Madden can press the right buttons. He's supposed to be an expert at that too. So let's see what happens there. But this could be a pretty interesting spring for Edwin, and I'm that's one of the storylines kind of looking forward to following.
This might be a Joe Madden seminar question for some early micromanaging. But if you look at the Cubs roster right now. One, you know Anthony Rizzo is going to play start at first base just about every day that he's healthy and able to do it. But there really isn't a guy that jumps out as backup first baseman. I saw they just re-signed to a minor league contract Chris Falaka, who moved all around the infield, did a nice job really late last season. Who else do you see there that could kind of be somebody to jump in for a handful of games at first base if they needed it during the season?
Well, one guy that nobody really knows where he's going to be is Mike Olt. And Olt subbed at first base and got a lot of work. I think he's gotten some more work there in the offseason, too. So Olt could be the guy that steps in. I'm not sure where Olt fits in. You know, they're going to tell us that Chris Bryant isn't ready at third base. You might go with a Valbuena and Olt platoon at third again to start the season until they decide to promote Bryant. But Mike Olt can fill in over there.
Yeah, and I would think Anthony Rizzo, boy, if you are making any bet about the 2015 Cubs, who's going to wind up with the most played appearances, the most games played, Anthony Rizzo, that seems as strong a favorite there as just about any category. It seems like it's been such a busy winter for the Cubs, going back right from the start, even before the offseason started with Joe Madden's availability, changing the status of the manager. If there was another little thing or two that would happen between now and spring training, what do you think they might look at, Kerry?
You know, I think they might be looking for some more outfield help. You know, maybe another bat there. I know they signed Chris DeNorfia finally and got that contract deal done. They might be looking at some more outfielders there. I don't foresee any major things unless. And we kind of touched on this in the last podcast. Unless they decide to move Wellington Castillo, it might be more that they don't, you know, they might make a major move that way. But I think if you look at their roster and their depth chart, they're pretty much set going in. It's just kind of filling in the the little pieces, you know, on the side.
Yeah, maybe they might have a starting pitcher to trade to. I don't know if they would, but, you know, you look at between Jackson, Travis Wood, and guys at the end of the rotation, they re-signed Shiyoshi Wada, so a lot of depth there. Maybe they could make a move. One last guy to ask you about, and then I'm going to let you go, is a guy that created some excitement early in the Epstein administration, but it's kind of tailed off as he's gotten playing time the last couple of years, Junior Lake. Last year, hit .211 and OPS below .600, which really surprises me. I thought he was going to be a much better hitter than that. Is he just a guy that's going to need a really big spring training to establish himself for roster consideration to keep him going back to the minors?
Yeah, Junior's the plus side on Junior is that he's very athletic, and he's made the transition to the outfield. He's having a pretty good, well, not a great, but he's doing okay down in the Dominican playing winter ball, and I'm impressed that he's stayed there most of the season. He's kind of a wild card for me. I'm not quite sure where he fits. He's been disappointing offensively. I know he can do better. He's also playing on a team in the Dominican right now with Robinson Cano, who just joined them. And that, you never know how, you know, having a veteran like that and somebody with that status could rub off on Junior a little bit. You know, somebody he could talk to, somebody he might learn from. I'm just not quite sure where he fits. You know, he's got the talent. He's shown flashes, and then he just has been inconsistent. And I'm just, like I said, I'm just not quite sure where he fits in there.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people like that, including Junior. Knows he needs to raise his level, like we all do. We're all day to day, as they say.
Yes,
Kerry,
sir.
Thank you very much. This is Phil Rogers, and for Kerry Muscat. This has been MLB.com Extras, Chicago Cubs edition.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.